Thank you so much for coming tonight. I'm Terry Thornton, Curator of Education, and it's always my pleasure to welcome you to Tuesday evenings at the Modern. I see familiar faces, so I know you're some of our faithful followers, but I also see new faces, so I know you're here particularly for Katie Patterson. I've been really thrilled with the lineup this season. I hope you'll visit the website if you haven't received the schedule in the mail, that you'll visit the website and check the lineup out. Last week was Tim Rollins, who held church in this auditorium. complete with a call and response. So I am so sorry if you missed that. You can, of course, listen to the podcast, but I'm not sure that experience can exactly be replicated through the podcast. So it is a great case for be here on Tuesday evenings or you will miss something. So again, check the schedule on the website and mark your calendars. Next week we have New York-based artist and writer Jill Magid here to present Jill Magid Embedded, which is a survey of her career with insights into her strange, and I mean strange, and thrilling experiences and endeavors as an artist, including her next project, which is now showing at Art House and the Austin Museum of Art in Austin, called Failed States. I have great faith that Jill is not going to disappoint. So again, I advise you to be here. Also, I want to take this opportunity to remind you of some programming for Glenn Ligon America. If you are at all intrigued by this very provocative and moving exhibition, you will want to, again, go online and see all of the related programs. But for now, I want to call to your attention the first reading group, which is on March 15th. From 7 to 8 p.m., we'll meet upstairs in the education wing in the lecture room. We will be discussing Ligon's own writing. Gracious, that would be O-W-N, which I can't say. Writing and interviews in the book Yourself in the World. That book is available in the Modern store. If you need it, of course, you can get it elsewhere, but it's available here if you'd like to purchase it. I would like to get an RSVP from everybody so that we can kind of know what to expect. I think I'm going to cap it off at about 12 to 15 people. So please join us if that interests you. Tonight's lecture is in conjunction with a very special Focus exhibition, which opens this coming weekend, Focus Katie Patterson. I believe I mentioned last week how much I have been looking forward to this lecture and how important I think it is. If I didn't, I probably cornered you at some point and told you. I say good for you for being here because I'm convinced that we will all be telling someone down the road that we heard the artist Katie Patterson speak at the Modern in 2012 and that the Modern's curator, Andrea Carnes, graciously and brilliantly brought Katie's thoughtful and ambitious work to the museum as a Focus exhibition that year. So mark this one down in your diary because I think you're going to be telling about it. In the description for tonight's talk, a quote is cited by the British artist Cornelia Parker, who states in The Guardian in an article that Katie Patterson is original, engaging, and expansive. She makes us realize how inconsequential we are in relation to the universe. This is significant in general because Parker is, of course, a respected voice in the art world, and specifically because we all have a special relationship with the work of Cornelia Parker, being that the museum owns her beautiful Rorschach Endless Column 1, which was, in fact, acquired from the first season of Focus exhibitions, another brilliant move by the curator, Andrea Carnes. Parker is, of course, accurate in her description of Katie and her work. It is Katie's play of micro against macro and her engagement with enormous ideas and fields of study that are foreign, alien even, to me, and maybe some of you, that result in the most elegant and minimal display of material and idea with every detail attended to. That is what is so mind-blowing and what has me looking forward to this evening's presentation and the show. Katie was born in Glasgow and now lives and works in London and Berlin. She received an MFA from Slade School of Fine Art in London and a BA from Edinburgh College of Art. She is also she also has a solo exhibition, 100 Billion Suns, first developed for the 2011 Venice Biennale. Some of you may have read about that. Opening next week at Haunch and Venison in London. Last year, her work was featured in solo exhibitions at PKM Gallery in Seoul, Korea, and at James Cohen Gallery, where Katie's work is represented in New York. She has been in a number of important group exhibitions all around the world, and I mean literally all around the world, including the 2009 Tate Triennial and Performa 09 in New York. Most recently, she is one of three artists featured in the exhibition in an exhibition at the Art Institute of Chicago that closes this Sunday, and then marking time at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, Australia, which opens a week from Friday. Very busy, and receiving the recognition she deserves. Katie was awarded with the John Florent Stone Fellowship at Edinburgh College of Art and the Leverhulme Artist in Residence in the Astrophysics Group of University College London, as well as being recently named one of four best new artists in Britain by the Observer of London, and having been awarded in 2008 the first annual Creative 30 Award. And I just have to mention that she also received the 2009 Darwin Now Award by the British Council. All of this, of course, is to say that we are very fortunate to have Katie here tonight and her Focus exhibition with us until April 15th. So please join me in welcoming Katie Patterson.
Wow. Well, first, thank you. That was such a lovely introduction. And thank you all for coming here tonight, and thank you so much to the museum for hosting my work here. I'm so excited, you know, to be showing in this beautiful place. So, as Terry said, I graduated from Edinburgh College of Art in, that was 2004, and then I finished my master's in 2007, so it's not so long ago. In my work, I use many different mediums, such as sound, sculpture, photography, moving images, installation, conceptual works. I often work with many different people to realise my ideas, and my art practice is multidisciplinary and often explores ideas relating to the landscape, geology, space, time and the cosmos, and uses technology to bring together the commonplace and the cosmic. So often everyday technologies such as mobile phones, radios and record players connect with something vaster and more intangible. I'm a bit like a magpie, collecting together ideas from a multitude of places, and the imagination always plays a key role. So today I'm going to talk about my art practice in general and several works that I've made over the last 4 or 5 years, and also focus on the artwork in the exhibition and place it within this wider context. So first of all is Vatna Yokul, The Sound Of. And could we have the lights? Perfect. So this is a piece named after Iceland's largest glacier, Vatnajökull. And people all over the world could dial this phone number and they would get through to listen to the sound of the glacier melting live. And so in a sense, this piece was kind of universal but singular at the same time, because people could access this glacier one at a time. If they called and it was busy, they would get the engaged tone. Beep, beep. So this is where I was. I was in the green tent, and all the equipment was in the orange tent. And I first